Others say wisdom is the right use of knowledge. It's judging rightly in matters related to life and conduct. We do know there is a difference between knowledge and wisdom, and I know you've all heard this before. Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is knowing you never put tomato in a fruit salad. Plato said, philosophy is the love of wisdom. King Solomon, in the book of Proverbs, in the Bible says, wisdom is gained from God. And with God's aid, one can have a better life. But I say, maybe Solomon's God is actually nature. And true wisdom is gleaned from the laws of nature. It seems to me the laws of nature are being consistent. And everything else we know around us changes constantly. So it seems wise to me to rely on the laws of nature to glean our wisdom. The dictionary defines wisdom as the ability to think before acting, using one's combined knowledge, experience, with understanding, common sense, and insight, all to achieve a desired outcome, to achieve a dream. A person is considered wise if that person has a proven track record of achieving goals, making dreams come true. Some say wisdom is best supported by unbiased judgment, by compassion, by experienced self-knowledge, and a capacity to expand one's self-boundaries towards a greater awareness of one's philosophy, values, and dreams. A few words of wisdom keep coming to my mind. Good old Ben Franklin. A stitch in time saves nine. Can't help but think that's appropriate with this climate crisis we face. And then there's a Chinese proverb that says, one generation plants the trees and another gets the shade. An acquaintance of mine, Reese, an author of a new book to be published soon, says visible life and the invisible spiritual life in nature is the fundamental source of human wisdom. Through relationships with nature is born our best adaptation to existence. I say wisdom is in everyone to some extent, and we need to share that wisdom right here at the Unitarian Church of Sharon, right now. We can help each other achieve our dream of a bright future for us all. I wonder, can we agree our UU principles are a wise basis upon which we can communicate and share our wisdom? We accept each other, we trust each other, we encourage each other's spiritual growth, we share that growth with each other. We share a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We seek peace and liberty and justice for all. We respect the interdependent web of all existence of which we are all a part. We share our wisdom with each other to make us stronger in the eyes of God, in our place in the tapestry of life. I wonder, can we agree our UU sources are useful to enhance our conversations and sharing with each other? Our UU sources say, be open to the forces which create and uphold life. Confront the powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love. Heed the guidance of reason and the results of science. Celebrate the circle of life and seek harmony with the rhythms of nature. We have strength in our unity here at the Unitarian Church of Sharon. There is also strength in our diversity if we share our wisdom between us. I say, let's be eager in our explorations and our conversations. The civic strength we need to solve the immense challenges before us can be found in our collective wisdom right here in our own congregation. Hey, we're all in this together. So let's seek harmony with nature. Let's restore our democracy. Here's my dream of wisdom. We looked from on high. We projected ahead. Wisdom prevailed. Now let it be said. That which was needed was set for the taking. All of the rest was wonderland making. The water, the land, the sky were respected. The chaff and the waste were easily accepted. Now life's a wonder and mostly for free. So what's in our future? Oh, please, let's see. So, where's the wisdom? I say it's right here amongst us. Let's hold to our vision of a bright future. Let's share and use our wisdom gleefully. Remember, no one can expect anything but to be held accountable for their actions by nature. But we must hold ourselves and each other accountable for our actions, as nature will. Let's all of us vow to take the right steps toward that bright future we all dream of. The time has come to act every single day. Let's help each other make a great future for us all. Every person, just as is, every note, is pure unto itself. But to assemble us into the tapestry of life, or to place many notes into a glorious chord of music, requires effort. May all souls grow into harmony with the divine.
Alan, thank you.